Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in downtown Marion, Ohio, ready to go for another show in Air Chair One. Yes, indeed. It is a nice day outside, maybe a little on the windy side, but boy, it feels good for October, doesn't it? Went on my walk today and just enjoyed it. And broke out the pair of shorts again, and so it was an all-around nice day and a nice walk. So I hope you're enjoying your day. Maybe you're out and about, maybe you're at home, whatever it is you're doing. I hope you'll keep your ear to the radio because we have some trivia for you. We're going back to the normal way we did it. Last week we did it a special way for Terry Tackett's birthday, but we're going back to the regular way. You just call and answer a trivia question, and we do a drawing for one gift card at 4:55 this afternoon. We're giving away an Arby's gift card today, a $5 Arby's gift card at 4:55 this afternoon. And we'll read off the trivia questions. You call and answer those, and we'll put you in the drawing for the Arby's gift card. So going back to the normal way that we usually do it right here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Thanks to our supporter, Waldo Tire and Automotive, for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on WWGH. I want to tell you about my show website. Check it out anytime. It's good on the smartphone. It's good on the laptop. It's good on the desktop. It's radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. That's WEBS. And we are streaming online right now at WWGH1071.com. So you can load that up on your telephone, on your smartphone, and you can listen on your desktop and laptop as well and stream that online. So maybe you're in an area where the station is a little spotty, well, you can just load us up on the computer, WWGH1071.com. All righty. Well, today is October the 7th, and it's a few little holidays today. Did you know that today is a few little holidays? Yes, October the 7th is National LED Light Day. National LED Light Day. It's also National Frappe Day. National Inner Beauty Day. How about that? National Walk to School Day. National Pumpkin Seed Day. Do people eat pumpkin seeds? I'm not sure. I know my wife likes to get some sort of, sunflower seed she likes to eat. But I don't know if people eat pumpkin seeds or not. But it's National Pumpkin Seed Day today. And it also happens to be National Coffee with a Cop Day. So those are your holidays today on this October the 7th, 2020. All right, turning to trivia. Here we go. We're going to find out if we can sign up some folks for a chance to win this Arby's gift card at 4:55 this afternoon. Like I said, all you need to do is call and answer a trivia question. We will put you in the drawing for this Arby's gift card. 740-383-9944 is the number that you need. 740-383-9944. What famous artist painted the Mona Lisa? What famous artist painted the Mona Lisa? Who is Wile E. Coyote always trying to catch? Who is Wile E. Coyote always trying to catch? Arnold Schwarzenegger was one of the governors of which U.S. state? Arnold Schwarzenegger was one of the governors of which U.S. state? Hi, we're on the air. Hey, Bob, I'm great. How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Wiley is always chasing the roadrunner.
Yes, he's always trying to catch the Roadrunner. Yes, indeed.
So how have you been?
I've been all right, doing all right. Yeah, hold my own. How about yourself? What's that?
Are you keeping your sugar down?
Yep, keeping my sugar down. Yep, it's between 90 and about 110, somewhere in there.
Good. As long as you keep it down.
Yep, keeping it down. Yes, sir. Yep. Well, what's on the menu tonight? You have anything
what's
good
on the
to
menu
eat?
Tonight? You're probably surprised. It's ham and beans. I sprinkle onions over top of the ham and beans. And then I'm fried taters and cornbread.
Oh, boy. That sounds like a good meal to me.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Well, you have a good one.
Hey, you too, Bob. It's good to hear from you. I've got you in the drawing.
Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You. Uh-huh. Bye. Bye-bye. All right. We got Bob in the drawing for this afternoon, and we're looking for you, too, at 740-383-9944. Here comes another one. Hi, we're on the air.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes, Leonardo da Vinci. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Is this Noah?
Yes.
Well, Noah, what have you been up to today? You been playing?
Yeah.
You been outside enjoying this nice weather?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah, it's been a pretty nice day today, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll put you in the drawing for an Arby's gift card, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling, and you have a good evening now, all right?
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I don't think we heard from Noah last week. Good to hear from Noah this week. 740-383-9944. Which actress played identical twins in the 1998 movie The Parent Trap? Which actress played identical twins in the 1998 movie The Parent Trap? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, good.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was a governor of California.
Yes, he was indeed.
Yeah, I think they recalled Gray Davis, I believe it was, and named Arnold Schwarzenegger governor. So.
Do you remember how long he served? Was it a full 8 years?
I don't know. He served the rest of Gray Davis's term, and then maybe one more term, something like that.
Okay.
Probably 6 or 7 years.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, I was trying to remember.
Back in the early 2000s sometime.
Yeah. Yeah, been a little bit.
Yep.
Well, are you doing all right?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Been watching the people work around the gas line contractors are in the neighborhood, and they're pouring sidewalks and cutting up sidewalks and all kind of work, doing asphalt and all kind of noises going on all day long.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to watch them work, isn't it?
Yeah, they get a lot done pretty quick, I'll tell you.
Yeah, a few years ago, they put a sewer line
in Waldo.
And tore up the streets. They had to go right down the center of the streets, and that was quite the ordeal. A lot of
work.
Yeah, sure was. Absolutely.
Makes it a lot nicer, though.
Yes, it does.
Yep,
when they're all said and done, it sure does.
All right.
Well, sir, it's good to hear from you. Did you get your prize from last week yet?
I did. I got it last Saturday.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good.
No problem.
Okay, I was hoping the mail would run quick.
It was pretty prompt.
Okay, so if you got it, hopefully everybody else did too.
All right.
All right, Ernie.
Thanks, Nate.
Thank you.
And thanks, Terry, too.
Yeah, thank you, Terry, right.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, there's Ernie Brees right there checking in. It is 4:26, and we're going through these trivia questions. Who said that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down? Who said that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Haley Mills played the twins in Parent Trap.
Yes, that's right. That's right. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am good, good. And this is Miss Becky, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. Good to hear from you.
Yep.
Did you get your prize from last
week? No, I didn't yet.
You didn't yet? Okay.
No.
Well, hopefully that mail gets out there and gets it going. If you don't get it, let me know and I'll resend it.
Okay, I will do that. You have a good day now,
hey,
mate.
Hey, you too. Thanks for calling and listening. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Alrighty, 4:27. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond, your host. Chris, Courtney, Kim, Chloe, Kendall, and Kylie are a part of which family? They're a kind of famous family on TV. You never know what they're going to get into. Chris, Courtney, Kim, Chloe, Kendall, and Kylie are a part of which family? What is the name of the largest ocean in the world? What is the name of the largest ocean in the world? What is it called when birds fly south for the winter? What is it called when birds fly south for the winter? In order to be a universal donor, what does your blood type have to be? Hi, we're on the air.
Kim, Courtney, and all them is part of the Kardashians.
Yeah, part of the Kardashians. Yeah, they're an interesting bunch to watch, aren't they?
That's one word.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, how's your day going today?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Enjoying the weather?
Well, haven't got to go outside yet because of school.
All right, yes. All right, Miss Ashley, I got you in the stack.
All right, thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep,
uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, we'll be back with more trivia questions after we take us a little break. So if you try to call during the break, I'll put you through and just hang on. Like this person here. Hi, we're on the air. Can you hold on through the break?
I sure can.
Okay, Ralph, we'll be right back with you, okay?
Alrighty.
Okay.
Okay.
You are listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, and this is Offbeat News and Trivia. We will be back after these words, after these quick messages right here. We'll be back in a flash right before you know it, right here on Marion's Talking Place. That's what it is. Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Scott, did you know that Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Okay, and we are back and ready to go.
Okay, Ralph, we are back, buddy.
All righty.
How are you doing?
Hanging in there.
Good, good.
Yeah. Your birds migrate to the south.
Yeah, migration. Yes, indeed. And they're going to, well, they've already done that or getting ready to do that anyhow.
I would think so. This weather's got a few of them messed up, I think.
I think so. I think so. Yeah, it's got them a little confused. Yes, but, indeed.
Yeah. But I've been kind of working on my leaf blower and stuff, getting them ready, so.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be leaf season, isn't it?
Oh, I got enough out here in the back trees, I'll never get them all.
Yeah, we have several trees out front, and they just, it just stacks and stacks of leaves. I could just rake all day long, all week long, I think.
Yeah, for sure. But everything been going good with you?
Yeah, everything been going good. Been hanging in there, been doing all right, holding our own. So far, so good.
Well, that's great. So.
Yeah, how about yourself? Doing all right?
Yep, hanging right in there, too. I mean, everything's been going good. So.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Lucky so far.
We all got to avoid that virus as we can.
Yep. That's why I stay to ourselves most of the time.
Yeah, that's right. When we go out, we always wear our masks everywhere we go. That's for sure.
Yeah. So. Well, I've noticed a lot anymore here. Some of the stores I went into, they just walking in now, not even wearing them and stuff, you know. And,
I know.
A certain place in town that has these bands, and it's terrible. On like every other Saturday night there, and it's just nobody. They're on top of one another. Nobody has masks or anything. I don't know how they're getting away with it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. We always when we go someplace, we try to go someplace where, you know, where it's not very busy, and when we grocery shop, we order online. The Kroger's has an app, and you can just drive in and get your groceries loaded up for you, and that's what we do.
I know my son does, but see, we don't do computers or anything. We're kind of like, you know, illiterate people when it comes to that. But I only know we have to answer our phones or something like that, or text, but other than computer stuff, we don't do. So it kind of messes
gotcha.
Up. I have to go to my son's house if we have to do anything for our insurance. To have things done, because we don't do that. So.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I know he does that, and he has some delivered. So.
Yeah, can have them delivered right to your house too.
I think Kroger's is the one that delivers his. That's the only place he goes, I think.
Yeah.
That's who does his.
Yeah, we do exclusive grocery shopping at Kroger's, and we just show up, we pull in their parking spot, and we call a number, and out they come.
Yeah.
So well, that's what we do, try to avoid those crowds as best we can.
Yeah, I know a lot of things is changing back around, you know, going back to normal, but we'll have to see where it goes.
Yep, just got to see where it goes, do what's best for one another, right?
Yep, well, I better get out of here before somebody gets mad at me for holding up the line.
All right, Ralph, take care.
You too, man. Have a good one.
You too. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. In order to be a universal donor, what does your blood type have to be? In order to be a universal donor, what does your blood type have to be? How many ribs are in a human body? How many ribs are in a human body? Can you tell me that? Which jazz singer sings the song, What a Wonderful World? Which jazz singer sings the song, What a Wonderful World? What is New York City also referred to as? What is New York City also referred to as? Who was the author of the novel, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? Who was the author of the novel, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? In which U.S. state is Area 51 located? You know, the secret government location? They say there's UFOs there. Who knows? In which U.S. state is Area 51 located? And that's my questions. If you know the answer to any of those, join the rest of the callers here. 740-383-9944. And I will add you to the stack. And we will find out at 4:55 who wins this Arby's gift card. We went through Arby's last night to get this gift card, my wife and I, and we'd already eaten dinner, and I said, "Boy, they have some cookies. Do you want to get a cookie?" So we got a little cookie, and tasted pretty good. Not supposed to have cookies, but I made an exception last night, and like I said, tasted pretty good. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, universal blood is type O.
Yes, it's type O. How's your day going today?
Going fairly good.
Good, good. Is your weather cooperating down in your neck of the woods?
Oh, yeah, it's nice, warm, breezy. Feels good.
Yeah, it does. Have you got a chance to be out in it, or just...
A tiny bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, me too. It's nice to have weather that cooperates in October, isn't it?
Oh, right.
All right. Well, I will put you in the stack for this Arby's gift card.
All righty.
All right. Hey, I appreciate you listening and calling and taking the time for us today.
Okay.
You have a good evening. Yep, you have a good evening.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. And there's David Avery right there. Some folks getting through that didn't necessarily get through last week. Last week we did a little different and kind of crazy, wasn't it, last week? 4:38 is the time. Oh, by the way, if you're wondering how it works with getting the prizes, we mail them out now here at Offbeat News and Trivia. That's the way we do it here on Wednesdays. If you're the winner, we will mail it to you so you don't have to worry about getting out and coming down to the station. So we will just mail that out to you. So if you are the winner, you don't have to worry about coming down here on Wednesdays when you win, okay? Okay, turning to the offbeat stack. An Italian man who once held the Guinness World Record for most ice cream scoops balanced on a cone recaptured his record on a TV special. Guinness said Dimitri Panzerina originally captured the record in 2013 when he balanced 85 scoops of ice cream on a single cone. The record was captured by Ashrita Furman, who upped the ante with 123 scoops. Panzerina recaptured his record during filming of La Nota di Record, a Guinness TV special in Italy. He topped the record with 125 scoops. The ice cream was then served by the spoonful to the special studio audience. Wonder what different kinds of ice cream he had. Wonder if it was all vanilla or a mixture. It didn't say. But I'm sure the audience enjoyed eating the ice cream. An Idaho man broke a Guinness World Record by using one hand to place 38 sandwich cookies into a stack in just 30 seconds. David Rush, who has broken more than 150 Guinness records, said it took him about 50 tries to create an Oreo stack that didn't fall over before the allotted time expired. Rush was able to stack a total 39 of the cookies, but the last one was disqualified because it was placed just as time expired. Rush's 38 stack cookies beat the previous record of 29, which Rocco Marico of Italy set in 2018. And this is the Offbeat News Guinness Stack edition, because here we go with another one. An Australian couple were awarded a Guinness World Record for growing the world's heaviest blueberry, which weighs in at more than half an ounce. Guinness confirmed the blueberry grown by David and Lisa Mazzardis, founder and owner of the Nature Select Breeding Program in Western Australia, set a new world record at 0.57 ounces. The berry has a diameter of 1.4 inches. The Mazzardis said they did not set out to grow an unusual large blueberry, but the size of the fruit is a side effect of breeding the Oz Blue variety of blueberries for traits relating to taste and texture. You know, I was wanting to get a chance to get out and pick some blueberries and strawberries this season, but I never got the chance to do it. You know what? It was a bummer. I just never did this season. Maybe next season. I'm not even sure if they were allowing you to. Although I think there was a place on Route 4 on the way to Marysville that you could pick your own blueberries this season. But for strawberries, I am not sure. I think you had to go down somewhere in southern Ohio to do that. I don't think there's any place in the Marion area anymore. Of course, Crumb's Strawberry Farm was around for years. And as a kid, I used to go out and we would pick and pick and pick strawberries. Okay, October the 7th, time to find out what happened on this day in history. 1765, nine American colonies sent a total of 28 delegates to New York City for the Stamp Act Congress. The delegates adopted the Declaration of Rights and Grievances. 1777, during the American Revolution, the Second Battle of Saratoga began. 1868, Cornell University was inaugurated in New York. 1913, for the first time, Henry Ford's entire Highland Park automobile factory was run on a continuously moving assembly line. 1918, the Georgia Tech football team defeated Cumberland College 222-0. Georgia Tech carried the ball 978 yards and never threw a pass. 1949, the German Democratic Republic, East Germany, was formed. 1950, the U.S.-led U.N. forces crossed the 38th parallel and entered North Korea. China in November proved their threat to enter the war by sending several hundred thousand troops over the border into North Korea. 1951, the Western Hills Hotel in Fort Worth, Texas, became the first hotel to feature all foam rubber mattresses and pillows. And in 1963, U.S. President Kennedy signed a nuclear test ban treaty with Britain and the Soviet Union. We'll be back with more trivia questions right after we take another break. It's coming up on 4:45. You are in tune to Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM. We are WWGH Radio. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond, sitting in the ever-so-comfortable air chair one behind the yellow microphone, and we'll be back after these words.
Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWG.
Okay, and it's time for What's That in the Mailbox? And today I have a note here from Kristen, who emailed me at RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. You can email me as well, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Kristen says, "Hi, Nate, what is the most trouble you ever got in?" Well, as a kid, I got in trouble with my parents, now and then, so I got grounded to my room for a while, or I might have gotten something taken away from me. But I can think of one time when we ran into a little bit of trouble with the cops. Turns out my brother was speeding one time along 71, coming out between Cincinnati, between Cincinnati and Columbus, somewhere in between there. He was speeding, and the cop pulled out, and he said, he thought to himself, "I think I could beat this cop by getting off this exit and pulling off into this other area, and I think I can hide from this cop and beat him." So he flew off the exit, and I was half asleep, so I didn't realize what was going on. I was in the passenger side. So he flew off the exit, and lo and behold, at that exit, there was another cop sitting there. So he saw my brother fly off and run the stop sign and pull into this parking area. So he come over to see what was going on. And meanwhile, the other cop caught up to us. And man, I'll tell you what, they said, "Get out of the vehicle, get out of the vehicle, put your hands on the car." And they patted us down and put us in the back of the cruisers. And I thought we were in deep trouble. I mean, big time. But he asked me, he said, "Are you drunk?" Because, I mean, I had just woke up, so I didn't really realize what was going on. And so he realized that I was on the up and up after a while, that I had just really just woke up and had no idea what was going on. So they ended up letting us off the hook. Yes, they let us off the hook. Those were some... some officers that gave us a break that night. So we did. That's probably, Kristen, that's probably the most trouble I've ever almost gotten into. And at least from maybe a police officer's standpoint or something like that. I was, I was in a car accident before and had to go to court. So maybe that was a little trouble, but that time it wasn't my fault. So when we went to court, I won the case. So I didn't, so like I said, when it won the case there, so I didn't get in any trouble. But so that time, that was the time I can think of when I got into a little bit of trouble or almost with some police officers with my brother trying to run from the cop. Never run from the cop. If you're speeding, just pull over. And you'll be all right. Okay, we got another call coming in here at WWGH. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, I need my second call.
Yeah, buddy.
Nobody has called in yet. What a Wonderful World, that was Louis Armstrong.
Yes, Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World.
And then on New York, it's the Big Apple.
Big Apple, that's right. Yes, sir. All right, Bob. Well, we got you down. All right. Thank you. All righty. 4:51 is the time. 4 minutes away until we draw a winner for this Arby's gift card. And here's the trivia questions I've got left. All you need to do for a chance to win this Arby's gift card is call and answer a trivia question, and I will put you in the drawing for this Arby's gift card. 740-383-9944 is my phone number. Who said that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down? Who said that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down? What is the name of the largest ocean in the world? And I'll tell you, it's not the Atlantic. What is the name of the largest ocean in the world? How many ribs are in a human body? How many ribs are in a human body? Who was the author of the novel The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? Who was the author of the novel The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? 740-383-9944 is my number. In which U.S. state is Area 51 located? In which U.S. state is Area 51 located? In what 1939 movie are there flying monkeys? In what 1939 movie are there flying monkeys? 740-383-9944. Call and answer a trivia question, and I will put you in the drawing for an Arby's gift card. And we are exactly 2 minutes away from doing that drawing. All right, it is time for the Weird Word of the Week. And if you'll head down with me, we have our little classroom. We have our chairs all spaced out just right for social distancing. And I have written this week's weird word on the chalkboard. It's echo anxiety. Echo anxiety. ECOANXIETY. Echo anxiety. It's a noun. Here's the definition. Anxiety caused by a dread of environmental perils, especially climate change, and a feeling of helplessness over the potential consequences for those living now and even more so for those of later generations. The origin of echo anxiety first recorded in 2005 to 2010, so it's not a real old word. It's a relatively recent word for you today, echo anxiety. So you can drop that in a sentence and impress all your friends. Again, anxiety caused by a dread of environmental perils, especially climate change, and a feeling of helplessness over the potential consequences for those living now and even more so for those of later generations. And that, my friends, is our Weird Word of the Week. So you are dismissed from the classroom, and hopefully you're just a little bit smarter, right? Okay. Alrighty, well, we are exactly 10 seconds away from doing this drawing for this Arby's gift card. So I will go ahead and thank everybody that called in. Thanks to David, Ralph, thanks to Ashley, thanks to Becky, Ernie, Noah, and Bob for phoning in. And we do appreciate it very, very, very much. And we're going to find out who the winner is right now. We're going to shuffle these around and pick one out of the middle. And the winner today for this Arby's gift card is Ashley. Ashley, congratulations. We will send this gift card to you through the mail, and we will get that right out to you. And thanks for calling and listening and playing trivia today. Thank you to everybody else. And last week, we gave away a lot of gift cards, and we had a lot of fun last week, and we'll do that again soon where we can make a lot of people winners, because I'd like to make a lot of people winners because it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to make a lot of people winners here on Offbeat News and Trivia. We enjoy doing that. Okay, I'm going to slip in Ladies' Corner now, and I didn't get a chance to do this last week. I actually brought this in for Terry's birthday, Amber's Easy Lasagna. And so we brought it in and warmed it up, and Terry got to take it home. And hopefully he got to eat that for his lunch for his birthday last week. And so Amber's Easy Lasagna. You can find this on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. And here is what you need. 1 package of lasagna noodles, 3 pounds of hamburger, 2 packages of pepperoni, 16 ounces of shredded cheese, 1 10-ounce can of spaghetti sauce. Here's how to make it. Boil noodles until tender. Brown your hamburger. Put sauce in the bottom of casserole dish. Put layer of noodles. Add more sauce, hamburger, cheese, and pepperoni. Repeat until you have 3 layers. Put remaining cheese on top. Bake at 350 for 25 to 30 minutes until cheese is thoroughly melted. And there you have Amber's Easy Lasagna. And my wife Amber makes this for us occasionally, and it is really good. Yes, you can check that out by just going to my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook, and it'll come up, and you have Amber's Easy Lasagna. And like I said, hopefully Terry enjoyed that last week, and we brought that into the studio here, and that was a lot of fun. Alrighty, well, it is just about time for me to go. I want to say thank you to our supporter one more time, Waldo Tire and Automotive. They are located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. So thanks to them for supporting today's broadcast. When you get a chance, check out my website. It's radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. The station website is wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. And my email address is radionateosu@gmail.com. Oh, I ordered some brand new magnetic bumper stickers is what they call them. It's actually a little bigger than a bumper sticker, but it says WWGH 107.1 FM, Marion's Talking Place, and putting those on both of my vehicles. So if you happen to see those running around town, give us a honk, because it's me or my wife Amber driving around town. So it's on the back of our cars. We drive a Ford Explorer and a GMC Terrain, a Burgundy Explorer and a black GMC Terrain. So if you see those running around with the sticker on the back of it that says WWGH, give us a honk, because it's one of us running around town, okay? All right, it's time for me to get out of here. I'll be here next Wednesday, 4:15 to 5 o'clock.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on mayor on 2020 on the $10 bill. And this summer, they are going to poll people in the United States to see who should go on there. But it will be the first woman on the currency in like 120 years or something.
Well, the women that they've come up with wouldn't really make a